HBO production logo.
Governor Cuomo ordering barbershops, bowling alleys, and hundreds of other businesses across the state to close by Saturday night.
A tweet by Colin Quinn.
Idea to save stand-up comedy. Drive-in comedy clubs. You stay in your car and the show is where the drive-in movie was. Hey, look at this nerd in the Sonata. And look at the dope in the 12-year-old Mercedes. Oops, sorry. That's your next act, Rich Voss.
The date of the tweet is March 24th, 2020. Famous comedians respond with messages of support.
I love stand-up and I love stand-ups. And this COVID shut us down good.
Comedians check in.
You thought you got rid of us, didn't you? Well, surprise. I went to HBO Max because I wanted to do a thing about comedians based around a live show and all the pre-show stuff. Because people never get to see the inside world of the process of comedians, unless they listen to any podcasts in the last 10 years.
My dad and his friends probably threw bodies off these rocks.
Hold on, there's waves crashing, it's throwing me off.
My friend Rich Voss is my choice to host. It was a no-brainer, and so is he, coincidentally.
Before you go on, you feel like shit. Afterwards, you kill your high for like a half hour.
Yeah. I'm gonna get the first parking lot standing up.
What are you gonna do, tell him you had a stroke?
They're gonna get out the car and stand.
And I know there's bigger problems that a bunch of comedians can't perform, but so what? You aren't an essential worker either, so shut it.
No more shows. You're like, yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
Same with me.
Same with you and same with you.
Hey. And we need to talk to strangers just like you need to breathe. Even this voiceover I'm doing right now is giving me pleasure. It's a sickness, I know, but that's the way it is.
Hey, am I going long? That's the other comedian move.
You're so used to working, like if I take a week off, I get rusty.
I don't know why I said yes to this, because I've been doing good in life.
Just from a safety standpoint, we just want to make sure we take every single protocol that we can to ensure your safety, because that's the most important thing that we want to focus on.
Since March, it's like I don't even know what I could say at all anymore.
Tonight, we're going to have 9 comedians and 1 host performing for 40 cars.
Now, the host fits a lot when he's talking.
The comedians wear masks.
Lysol can kill it if you leave it on for long enough.
So then why can't we just drink Lysol?
You'll be in the hospital.
Is it going to be safe? Yes.
Can I ask one serious question? I know your doctor Corona is very serious. Out of all of us right now, who would you most hope gets it?
Is it going to be good? Depends on your definition of good.
Is the name of the special Colin Quinn abusive friend?
Did you pitch a prank show to HBO Max or?
Cars parked in a parking lot. The title reads Colin Quinn and Friends, a parking lot comedy show directed by Colin Quinn. Text reads sound check.
So you want some highs and some lows.
Can you see them well enough to make eye contact with them and stuff?
A crew member motions to the cars.
Oh, okay, so they'll be like smiling.
Hello?
I want to get iced coffee.
I'll take iced coffee.
What the fuck is this?
I'm directing. I don't have time for that.
Say directing one more time. Say it one more time.
You don't like my directing debut?
Well, you keep saying directing.
You do say it like you're trying to convince yourself.
Yeah,
you're
I am a director.
Earlier today.
When you see this special, you're going to say, oh, my God.
Earlier today, he was doing the turnaround in the mirror. He goes, hi, director. Call it.
Let me ask you guys this. When's the last time everybody was on stage on a regular basis?
Since March.
March.
We've been going up sporadically, but, you know, we've been performing on patios.
Cars are spaced several feet apart.
You've never done a show with all cars, right?
Not really, no.
I'm just wondering how it's going to work.
Oh, yeah, boss, we got to talk to you about the instructions. So when you come out, the guy's going to change the microphone. He might be changing it while you're on stage between the acts.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The guy's gonna be on stage.
Not as I'm talking? Safety first, they say, with this COVID. Thank you for cleaning this off. Listen, you're a big name. And after this, believe me, you're gonna be able to do rooftops. You're gonna be able to do fucking driveways. Do you know how many parking garages? It's not gonna end for you.
We got a big treehouse show coming up.
Yes.
You guys been to a drive-in before?
I haven't years ago, but definitely not a comedy show.
Let me ask you guys this. Who do you think? Because somebody's going to bomb tech. Could be a lot of us with these cars. Let's bet 20 apiece.
Yeah.
All right. Who's going to bomb?
Rich Voss.
Oh, Voss is on?
Out of the gate.
Voss off the jump's a good bet.
Yeah.
Now, most of the money was on Rich Voss bombing. I'm sorry to say.
Why me?
I only bet on you bombing because you hosted, so you first.
Fuck!
That's not why. I bet on him
because he stinks.
I ruined this show.
Voss is going to bomb. Voss is going to bomb. Voss is going to bomb. Voss is going to bomb.
Text reads, Showtime. A couple sits in the flatbed of a truck and a microphone stands on stage.
Please welcome our host for the evening. We're lucky to have him, Rich Voss.
Welcome to Colin Quinn's last hurrah. It's good to be here. Look at all these nice cars. Where are you cars from? Detroit? Detroit?
Listen. Oh, he's used to this scatter of applause.
Here's the thing. You ever love something so much in life, something that you think about all day, something you obsess about, you dream about, you talk about it with friends? It pretty much defines who you are. And it could be anything, something so dear and close to your heart. And then you come to the realization, I'm too old, I can't physically or mentally do this anymore. That's the feeling I got as I was walking up here tonight.
His voice annoys me so much. I do realize you couldn't have asked me without asking him, so. I know that I come with a lot of baggage.
Rich Voss performs.
This is how old I am. Hold on, there's waves crashing, it's throwing me off. This is how old I am.
He just said, he just went, hold on, there's waves crashing.
There's real waves. We got waves fucking up our timing. Can you turn your car down, please? It's throwing everybody off.
A couple laughs.
Any married folks here? Good. Oh, thank you for clapping out the window. And listen, if anybody gets out of hand, we do have a security team here. Well, we have tow trucks.
A young man laughs.
This is the best I've ever done in front of cars. And that's all I do are car shows. Next week, I'm doing my cousin's driveway. Anyhow, I'll be your host. Are you guys ready to get started? All right. It's my pleasure to bring up our next act. Man is all over TV, YouTube. You're going to love him. A big hand for Chris DiStefano.
Rich Voss walks off stage as Chris DiStefano approaches the stage, illuminated by a warm spotlight. He walks up a set of stairs and grabs hold of the mic stand.
Give it up for Rich Voss, everybody. He almost fell down the stairs. COVID toads. What can you do? Listen, it's what it is right now, right? Look, the waves. It's what it is. I mean, for the cars, I've been on stage 3 times in 6 months because of this. God damn it. I mean, the Chinese are gonna pay. They're gonna pay big for this. Okay, some people are upset. I'm kidding. I'm fucking kidding. That's the thing now. Now, since March, it's like I don't even know what I could say at all anymore. You're just gonna get destroyed no matter what. I don't know why comedy's even gonna exist, but it has highlighted, though, what I do like about this pandemic. It's highlighted that we really didn't have any real problems in 2019. We were making shit up because now things have actually hit the fan. And now people are dying, and the streets are on fire, and now, you know, fucking what straw you use isn't such a big deal anymore, is it? That was the big thing last year. The straws, plastic or paper, shut the fuck up. We got real issues now.
A laughing couple.
But now every time I walk outside, if there's more than 5 people, I just think I'm in a protest. I don't know. I'm like, whatever we're marching for, I just don't want to get beat up. Please, just don't put this on the news. I'm going to get oat milk because my kid's lactose intolerant. So just fucking do it. One lady laughing. What can you do? Some people are asleep. I mean, you know, this car has a car seat, you piece of shit. Where's your kid? Fucking scumbags.
If I'm young, sprite, athletic, and I got my hand in my pocket, that's a bad sign.
Nobody's performed for a long time, and everybody's nervous because we're rusty. Nervous, but never scared.
Okay, I want to place a new bet.
We
are all bombing.
You have to have that part of you that when the audience doesn't like you, you can't take it personally, even though it's the most personal thing in the world. When I do bad, I walk off stage with the same energy as a baseball player when he strikes out. Like you can't believe it happened, and you want to throw the bat.
We can't tell how we're doing. Nobody can really tell with the cars.
I'm hearing laughs.
I'm hearing laughs, too.
Not when Voss was on, but...
No, but, well, you know, you didn't expect that anyway.
Chris stands in front of the New York skyline.
My father's from Brooklyn, right over here. I love how this is like where there's like a fucking trendy comedy show. Now, my dad and his friends probably threw bodies off these rocks. And now you're like, yeah, this is a COVID-free zone. We're taking temperatures. We're fucking woke. It's like there's, I guarantee you, there's bones of fucking rats right in that water.
My dad's got antibodies, he told me. Not himself. He said he's selling them for $750. He's got a sheet. I swear to God, he's like, yeah, Chris, I got the antibodies. If you need it for this little HBO thing you're doing, if you need antibodies, call me. Bobby Bodies. $750. You're fucking nice. You're trying to laugh, but you don't want to cough. That's what it is. Because if you cough, you know, you have a freaking sniper will come and shoot you in the head. You can't cough. You can't be sick. And you can't say, I mean, forget it. I'm telling you, I don't know why anybody would want to do comedy anymore. It just feels like now that's over.
A woman smiles in the back of a car.
Really? What can you do? I hear one lady laughing. Good for me. All right, have a nice night. Thank you very much. Enjoy yourselves. Give it up for Rich Voss, everybody, huh? Rich Voss.
The audience applauds.
Chris DiStefano. Flash your lights. Come alive. Come on. There you go. That's what we want to see. Get these fucking lights flashing. What the fuck?
You know you're in trouble when Voss is giving a pep talk
all
to
right.
the crowd.
So, Chris.
We're going to do an encore.
Oh, brutal.
We're doing a big thing at the end, everybody.
Yeah, I fucking ate it.
Well, we know. We watched.
Flashing lights. Let's wake up. Let's get this fucking thing moving. This is Colin Quinn. This is a parking lot.
The comedians sit in a tent.
This is exactly where I thought it would end.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out. This is interesting. That's all I'm going to say. I'm a mask wearer. I'm one of those people. I yell at people for not wearing masks, okay? I am that person. And I had a guy get upset with me. Well, he was like, I can't hear you. You need to take off your mask. You know, it was really annoying. It wasn't that he couldn't hear me through the mask. It was because he doesn't hear women.
Two women laugh.
Thank you, two ladies. And I heard a thank you, one thank you. Okay, all right, good enough. Good enough for that new joke, huh? But yeah, mask wearing is important. Like, I thought we were all on the same page. I live in Harlem, and I walked outside my door, and it was a sister. Well, she was from England or New Zealand, one of those places. And I was like, oh, excuse me, you're not wearing a mask, excuse me. And she was like, you do what you need to do for yourself. I mean, I know that's not the accent, but she was a bitch, so who cares? Right? Who cares, really? So I just, and I am a bit of a Karen, by the way. I know you didn't know this, but Karen has no color. White women don't own complaining, okay? I complain a lot. So I'm trying to remember my act, too. Colin wanted us to do new jokes, which is really kind of an asshole thing to do at this time during, thank you for that flash, during a pandemic, you know, because I've been smoking so much pot, like it's Vietnam, you know what I'm saying? So I can't remember my shit. But I believe in wearing a mask also because I have a pre-existing condition, okay? And by the way, I look at some people who don't think they have a I'm like, motherfucker, you have a pre-existing condition, okay? You may not know it, but you do. So last year, I was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, but I'm surviving. You can flash your lights for that, okay? I'm surviving. Yes, I am.
She just did 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
People are fucking jumping off the stage.
People are running off stage.
Thank you. And you got to really advocate for yourself. It's really important. I have a great doctor now. He's gay, which they told me ahead of time. I don't know why.
I apologize. We jumped the gun. We have no faith in Marina. That was an applause break.
She got an applause break. Oh. The applause. The lights went.
We just have no faith in the show.
No, she told them to do that.
Oh, she was listening. Why do you get a cock block it?
Damn, that's fucked up. That was some bitch ass shit.
Because I fucking, I wish I would have did it.
That's bitterness where he's like, no, that's not real life. She asked, she paid him.
It was the right thing to do, though.
Fuck her.
And I'm like, yes, bitch, yes. I don't know why when in front of a gay man, I become a gay man. It's contagious, but they're also doing black women, so I become me. But here's the thing that really happened for me is like getting older, you realize something is that you end up saying the wrong things all the time. Like, I don't say the right things at all. And it's embarrassing when it happens. Like, I've been messing up. I met someone who was not a guy or a girl. They were a they, which is how they want to be referred to. That's important. I care about that. It's just, it's new to me. But in a sentence, structurally.
Marina purses her lips and shrugs.
It makes me sound like a runaway slave.
Spotlights shine down on her from a raised platform.
Like, where they at?
She gives the audience a wide-eyed stare.
They's coming?
She looks out searchingly.
They down by the river?
Colin Quinn addresses the comedians.
But let me ask you guys something.
Yeah, please.
Isn't this, right now, and being on stage, the only times you're not depressed?
Close to.
Well, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But I like being with my family.
Hey, Maria, kill.
What the hell?
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
That, she just killed.
The audience flashes their headlights as Marina walks off.
Marina, did you have any new Corona jokes we should know about?
I don't think they were strong, but I got away with it.
Got away with it. I don't like this new humility, which you just crushed.
This isn't even, like, the weirdest gig that I've done. I just made eye contact with, like, I think it was the Chrysler Building. I don't know what the hell is going on. But I just winked at the Chrysler Building. It's all over. But I'm married to an essential worker. He's a fireman. Thank you. I mean, he's kind of a dick, but...
She cracks a smile.
The hardest thing about being married to a fireman is that the men at the firehouse have access to my husband's brain for like half the week. Like, he'll come home with conspiracy theories. He'll be like, Vinny said they legit never went to the moon. I'm like, don't believe anything Vinny says. That's what I'm competing with, conspiracy theorists that use the word legit. And it's strange because, like, we had a hard time in quarantine, and he's a good man, but like, we would argue a lot because, like, I don't like activities. You know, I just like to sort of lay in a dim room and snack. He likes to do activities. On night two of quarantine, he was like, we should do like a puzzle night where we both start a puzzle at the same time and see who could finish first. I'm like, I would rather have a hysterectomy than do a puzzle off.
A laughing couple.
Tell people what's the problem with going first. First is good because you get the first material.
But first is good because if you want to just get it out of the way, but I didn't. I wanted to enjoy the moment. The crowd's not warm. They don't know what the hell is going on.
Chris, I thought you were doing amazing.
Marina. Whoa, she did it again.
You really warmed them up for me.
God.
I don't need this shit right now.
Marina's end zone dancing now.
Yes, like everybody. Yeah. That's a comedian thing. Before you go on, you feel like shit. Afterwards, you kill you high for like a half hour.
Yeah. The whole car ride home now, I'll just be like, if I would have went fourth, I would have crushed.
Well, Boss also mentioned that they could flash their lights after.
Oh. See, that's another problem with going first. His boss explained the rules after he watched me die. Then he explains the rules for everybody else.
Yeah, sounds very boss.
My parents are, like, aggressively liberal. They would have preferred if I'd married a Nigerian lesbian, I think. My mom loves complaining about Trump. She does, like, a shoulder dance when she's ready to start talking Trump. And she uses the weirdest language. She'll be like, well, the sleuth is up to his tricks this morn. You can always slay a dragon with his own wings. I'm like, I think that's just a quote from Game of Thrones. She goes, the way he's ignoring this coronavirus, she goes, I did an anti-Trump collage in quarantine, and I found it very restorative. I'm like, I don't think that's healthy. You're not really supposed to collage against someone. She goes, well, it's pretty controversial. I'm like, I'm pretty sure whatever happens in your art room in Bethesda is not controversial. If Trump's not listening to Congress, I don't think it's going to be Karen Feinstein's decoupage that's going to make him start questioning his choices. Yeah, fuck the CDC, but Karen Feinstein, wow, she has some fine points. Thank you guys so much. That's it for me.
Rachel shrugs.
I hope I made sense. Oh, thank you.
Rachel joins the other comedians off stage.
Rachel, give us a rating on your set.
My set.
Here's what I think Rachel said, is the fact that his says everything about a set. I go, give us a rating. She goes, Marina killed it.
Well, here's what I think, honestly. I think that they were very nice because Marina killed. So then afterwards, that opened them up. And everybody was like, some people were by the side laughing and stuff. But I myself screwed up a few intros and feel like a fraud.
Yeah, because we haven't been on it so much.
Yeah, but they were.
We're used
because
to
Marina
working.
Crushed and then she opened it up.
You know, you're so used to working. Like, if I take a week off, I get rusty.
It's nice to be here in lot 47. I've always wanted to bomb next to the East River, so this is cool. Next to that big watery grave known as the East River. It's just nice to be out of the house without a mask on. This feels pretty good. Has anyone sneezed in their mask during COVID? Yeah, that's the shit in your pants of this whole thing. Just in person, you're like, cack! Okay, that's all over my own face. I'm just gonna walk around with fucking snot all over my mouth. It's pretty awesome. Wear a mask. I don't understand people that don't wanna wear a mask. Just do it. It's fucking easy. And you're gonna look way better in history. Just put on the mask, and then you can lie to your grandkids all you want. They see a picture with you in a mask, and they're like, Grandpa, you did the right thing. You're like, I tore down a statue. You don't have to. You can lie to your grandkids about it. That's all it is. You do a small thing, and you lie throughout history. Most of our grandparents didn't want to fight in World War II. Sucks to say that, but it's true. Most of our grandpas were like, I don't even know any Jews. And then now, all these years later, they can be like, I fought tyranny. It's like, no, you didn't, you anti-Semite. I read your letters to Nana. You were on some Walt Disney shit, you fucking liar. By the way, for the past like two decades, comedians have been sucking our own dicks, being like, we're artists. This is clear that we're just mentally ill people shouting at cars. This is the most accurate portrayal of comedy, where it's just a person being like, go away, car! Stay away from me, car!
Dan Soder paces on stage.
I'm missing my Nana. I think we're all feeling it, you know? No one can visit their grandparents during this because you're gonna knock them out if you got it, if you got the vid. It's hard to hang out with old people. Last time I hung out with my grandma was December before COVID, and that was hard. She's 93. And no one tells you when you hang out with anyone over 85, you get very nervous when they sleep in.
He eyes the audience.
3 days in a row, she's up at 9 o'clock, and then one day at 9:30 on a Wednesday, you're like, come on, Nana. Get up. 10 o'clock, you're like, I'm pacing around the kitchen, like, I'm gonna walk in there, I'm gonna touch her cheek. If it's cold, I'm gonna change my flight. My grandma got up at 11 a.m. I promised you she's never woken up to a reception like that ever. She's like, Dad, I'm awake. I was like, yeah! She came down the stairs like a president off a plane. She was like, I did it, I did it. I saw the light and I turned around.
A couple laughs in their pickup.
What's more of a bummer than hanging out with my grandma is she has a 13-year-old Shih Tzu named Buddy, who is both blind and deaf. That's a rough hang. That's a rougher hang than the 93-year-old, watching a dog smell navigate for an entire week. Just walk around the apartment like, just fucking banging into shit. It looked like watching a broken Roomba with a wig on it. I told my grandma, I'm like, you have to kill this thing. This thing shouldn't live. She's like, I don't want to play God. I'm like, that's what you're doing. If this thing lived outside, it would have been hawk food a year ago. This dog is deaf and blind. That's an inhumane way to let anything live. This dog's entire life is Metallica's one song. This dog's whole life is just like, darkness, impersonate me, all that I see as a horror. I put that song on when my grandma leaves. I'm like, Buddy, it's your jam. I put it on the ground so he can feel it through his paws. He takes in music like Beethoven. The composer, not the adorable St. Bernard. I got a, all right. The little Beethoven history gets a hug. All right, you guys have been a fun parking lot. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Holy shit. Now, wait a minute, can I ask a question? So you know you bombed now, because it's been set. That is doing, they liked you. So at the end, you get, burp, one little bip, bip, you suck.
Yeah.
Bonnie McFarlane walks up on stage and steps up to the microphone as the audience flashes their lights.
Thank you, handsome. It's the only time I'll ever say that to him.
Oh, please, Bonnie, do good. It's going to be a long ride home. Please, God, do well.
I like the honking, by the way. I love it. Now. Later, I'll talk about how sexist it was in a BuzzFeed article, but for now, very cool. I can't believe, this is big, this is a big deal. I put on pants for this.
A couple smiles as they watch Bonnie.
I've been getting invited to a lot of Zoom parties, which, fool me once. Party in this context is incredibly misleading, although the uncomfortable Zoom chore probably wouldn't bring the people in. Have the courage to drink alone. Be a hero. Yes. Heroes are, it's an important time for heroes, frontline workers. Whenever I'm going through self-checkout at the grocery store, I say to myself, you're a hero. I let me know how I feel about me.
A woman recoils with laughter.
So I've been in quarantine with my husband for, you know, however long this has been going on, and I've learned a few things. One thing I've learned is that I will not kill him, because I would have done it by now. He has reached peak annoyance, mostly with chewing. What a great time, though, if you wanted to kill your husband. You should do it, because people aren't going to find out for a while, and perfect digging weather. But instead, I, like, when I get really upset, I lay in bed at night, and then I just, I go over, in my head, I go over his eulogy, and that just brings me peace somehow. It's getting so good. I say really nice things about him. I'm going to say some, you know, I'm going to talk about his flaws a little bit just to humanize him, you know, but when he dies, I will be ready. The end of the world is here almost, and the floods haven't even started yet. This guy was like, he goes, the floods are coming, you know, the earth is ending, we're gonna be underwater soon. Why are you women still so hung up on feminism, you know? He was like, hey, maybe you don't wanna, you know, you don't wanna lose that women and children first card just yet. I was like, is this asshole right? I don't wanna get my hair wet, you know? But then I started thinking about it. I was like, wait a second, there is no women and children first card. It's just children first, and then somebody has to take care of the children, and men would rather drown. So I think that was your choice. Listen, this has been kind of fun. Thank you so much. I have no idea if I did well or not. Thank you.
Let me say this. I'm going to get the first parking lot standing up. People are going to stand and up.
They're going to flip their hoods.
Keith Robinson.
Come on, don't do a little more than that. Come on, I need more than that. Fuck that.
The audience applauds and flashes their headlights.
That bothers me.
That's them honking, telling them to get off stage.
Sam J's getting that energy. The energy right before you go on.
I had to walk away from you guys. I didn't want to be around.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I noticed that.
I don't think I'm fucking not getting out of the chair.
I walked far away from it.
Where the black cars at? Just checking. All right, man, I'm telling you right now, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm not sad at all, man. People are sad. Things, you know, maybe like a little fucked up. But I'm happy. You know what I mean? I'm happy about a lot of shit. I'm jealous about shit, too, like the looting. I'm jealous of the looting. I'm not mad about the looting. I'm jealous. Because shit is light as hell now. And you can carry a lot of shit. You know what I mean? I seen an 8-year-old running down the street with a 65-inch TV. 8 years old! Just running. I'm like, what the fuck? Now, because I'm old, when I was his age, it took like 45 motherfuckers to carry one floor model TV out. 45, heavy as shit, god damn! Only thing you can run out with then is like a RCA antenna.
What's he saying? Uh-oh.
No TV, just an antenna, that's it. What the fuck?
Bobby and Colin step toward the stage.
I just repeated the joke. He's bombing.
Bobby films Keith.
You know, Donald Trump and everybody, like, what don't you like about Donald? A lot of people don't like him. And since so many people don't like Donald Trump, I had to think about what I like about him. I was like, what do I fucking like about Donald Trump? And I thought about it, and I got it. I like the fact that he lets his friends out of jail. I like that shit.
An amused couple.
Because I was a president, that's the first thing I would do. Lo Jojo! You free?
He pretends to be on the phone.
How many people you got around you? Tell them they free too. Fuck it. I got an applause break. That's what I'm fucking talking about. That must be the black car.
Keith cracks a smile.
But Donald Trump, you gotta admit, even if you love Donald Trump, you gotta know he's doing too much president. Every day you gotta hear from this motherfucker. And he does shit that nobody's ever done before. Like he tried to rob a country, a whole country tried to rob him. Donald Trump is test driving this country like it's a rental car. and we all are passengers in the back. Wait a minute, don't do that, don't do that! Watch me make just Benny Van Dorn wheelie. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Oh, my God! That's a horn break. I just got a horn break.
Listen, Keith. Keith's killing.
Keith's not gonna get off.
Keith's doing good. I hope he doesn't get off. I hope he does 45.
Who's next, Sam J?
Sam J.
Let's talk about some other shit, man. You know, the cops, I don't mind the police. Police, I think, we all notice all police aren't bad. We can say that. All police aren't bad. We get that. They are all complicit, but they're not all bad. You know what I mean? You never see the cops ever say, I overreacted. But it's like, you gotta realize this though. Everybody that goes to do a job don't mean they're going to do a good job. Every police officer is not there to serve and protect. Some people just like the job because they get the money in. That's it. Like, for instance, I joined the Navy, right? And it's no bullshit. I joined the Navy. But I ain't joined the Navy because I felt patriotic. I ain't give a fuck. I joined the Navy because my SATs told me, this is all you got left, man. You're one dumb son of a bitch. This is it. Well, that's one horn. That's good enough. Fuck it. A horn is a horn, goddammit. All right, fuck it. That's it. Good night. Thanks a lot, man.
Keith is illuminated by flashing headlights.
Now, you guys are in the middle of your careers, all going well, and this has to happen. Are you at all worried that this is where it all stops? It plateaus? What if this is the new normal?
I finally started selling tickets in January.
You did?
Damn. I was half sold, and then January, the HBO special came out, and I finally started selling tickets, and they're like, no more shows. You're like,
yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Same with me.
Same with you and same with
I
you.
Had all of
I don't
sold.
Even know if I could sell
the
tickets.
The special just came, yeah.
Yeah, so like the metric of like how you know if it's good for
yes.
real, I don't even have.
Yeah, I was like, it's working, everything's broke. Yeah.
Comedy's changed now. It's like now because you have to just have an online presence or a digital presence.
But you had to anyway, yeah.
No, but now it's like reinforced that. They're like, right. Now you really need it. You know, yeah. Unless you're like grandfathered in, but it's like, if there's no podcast or YouTube or something where people could find you on the internet, you
but
know.
But I mean, it will come back.
It
so
will.
I don't,
it will.
I don't think you have to.
No, I'm saying to stay afloat now for the next couple of years.
I'm not going to get an internet presence.
I'm nervous we're never going to get back.
Chris feels like, oh, you're nervous about?
I'm nervous about Chris.
Chris is upset because Voss didn't announce honking the horns and giving the response till after his.
No, Voss, literally, the magic of the show happened after my set was over. Like look at how beautiful the night sky is. I was there, it was sunny out still. It was pure daylight when I did my set.
Wait, did he not tell him to?
Yeah, and the sun wasn't down yet. You know, it's beautiful night sky now.
I mean, he took a real bullet. You
I
should
got
feel
fucking
good
nothing.
About it.
You took a bullet for the
he
show.
Took a bullet.
You took a bullet for the show.
You did it. And by the way, you can definitely hear the water crashing into the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Any down moment in your set?
Yeah, this is so nerve-wracking.
Boats might be the only place we can perform after this.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
COVID testing, and then they just send us out?
Test the audience, yeah.
Outdoor cruise ships where they're docked that don't go anywhere.
Well, I think certainly, at least for a little bit, performing for cars or in settings that are not comedy clubs is just going to be what you're going to have to do if you want to work.
Well, do you think?
I agree with that.
It might move down south because, like the best baseball players come from Dominican Republic because they play year-round. Comedy might move down south because it's all
you're
outdoors.
Saying Cuban comics?
Because you could be outside all the time, so the whole shit might shift, and New York might be dead. I don't know why I said yes to this, because I've been doing good in life.
Sam J purses her lips.
I don't know, man. I was in DR for a week. I just went to DR for a week. I feel really good about it because I feel like a gross white man. Like, I feel like an evil white dude. Like, I'm doing, like, supervillain shit. Like, going to a, like, third world country in a pandemic. Sitting on a resort, having people bring me drinks like a real piece of shit. Not wearing a mask. Just doing, like, filthy white man shit. And I gotta say, it feels good. It feels real fucking good. I get why they do it so much. It's nice.
Sam chortles.
I was smoking cigars. I don't even smoke fucking cigars. But it just made me feel more evil. cool, thanks. I've been watching white people get punched in the face a lot during the pandemic. I watch videos of white people getting beat up for saying racist things to black people.
It's fun. There's like a whole bunch of them. And what's great about them is at no point do they ever like think they're gonna get hit. And that blows my mind. Like they say very crazy things to a person in their face. And then the person hits them and they always look surprised that they got hit. And I just don't know anyone who, like, I didn't grow up like that. I didn't grow up like not knowing if you said wild shit, you can get hit. But like white people really think you're not allowed to hit them for words. Like somebody somewhere told them this goofy shit that like people can't hit you over words. And they really run in the world believing that shit. Whereas I grew up getting hit over words all the fucking time. So I know it's fucking possible. It's weird like how language and the rules just apply different. Like right before the world shut down, I was at a Marshall's, right? I'm inside this Marshall's chilling, and this white lady was in the Marshall's, and we was in like the rich section of the Marshall's, you know? Like, you know where the rich nigga shit is at Marshall's. So we was over there on the rich nigga side, you know what I mean? And she had a Gucci purse. And then this black girl, she walked in, walked up to the white lady, and she was like, give me your purse, bitch. And then the white lady gave her the purse, and the black girl left. And then the white lady yelled, I've been robbed. And I was like, no, you wasn't. You just gave that bitch your bag. A robbery requires some type of resistance. You gotta clutch the shit or something. You just handed that shit over. You weren't robbed, bitch, you got chumped. That's what we call it, you got chumped. And people don't go to jail for chumping niggas. You just gotta take that L, go home, walk that shit off. Ask yourself why you let that bitch take your bag like that.
She laughs and seems thoughtful.
That's really it, all right, bye y'all.
She hangs up the mic as the headlights flash.
Now, Bobby, show it to the camera for a second.
I'm not turning.
All right.
Tell him to move. I'm fucking turning.
I love comedians, and I think that they are never funnier than before the show. They're getting into that mindset to perform. The adrenaline starts flowing, and when everybody sees each other, it's like a reunion.
There's really some blonde lady who's the director.
All right, but
here's the real director. Oh, Jesus, I broke the fucking...
We just start trashing each other, like a bunch of dogs jumping on each other in a dog park. It's fun. It's how we like to do it.
Get regular chairs.
You want to sit in this chair?
No, I'll break that one, too. Go ahead, what were you saying?
Tell people what the problem is with going last, people that don't know comedy. What are the challenges with going last? Especially on a show like this. Everyone's done Corona stuff.
It's everybody's already done everything.
Right.
And they're fucking tired.
Right.
They've been sitting in their cars, comfortable.
They have air conditioning.
Yeah, that's what, you don't want that at a show. You want chairs up tight, face straight, and they're in their fucking car fiddling, the texting. They got fucking things in front of them, probably getting hand jobs. And then I gotta go up at the end and fucking sweep up this horse shit in a fucking parking lot. Like, I need to feel worse. I got no money, I'm in Corona, I haven't worked since fucking February. All right, I was about to buy a Rolex and get a new house. Now I got nothing, okay? I got nothing.
You
now
have
I'm
a
closing
house.
This fucking, I got a house, but it's a small house.
How we doing? Oh, you can really hear the water. This is fucking weird. Is this weird? Do you like it or not? Yeah, you get no fucking choice. It's either this or stay home and watch Netflix again. Watch some fat guy on a river.
New York City shines behind Bobby Kelly.
I don't mind. COVID sucks. This sucks. But good things came out of it, if you look at it. You know? Weddings. I didn't have to go to any shit weddings this year. That's awesome. Right? Oh, that makes me... Oh, weddings suck ass. Oh, it made me so happy they had to do it in a yard by themselves.
Bobby chuckles.
Oh, weddings are the worst. Because they're just, you know, they're just entitled assholes trying to be prince and princesses for the day. And you're not. If you're getting married, look, marriage, I'm fine. A wedding, you're an asshole. If you have a wedding and you're not royalty, you are a phony piece of shit to me, okay? You're a barista. You don't get a wedding. You live in Jersey. It doesn't happen. I'm sorry, honey. Poor father was 2 years away from retiring. Now he has to wave at people at Walmart every other Sunday because you wanted a horse-drawn carriage for two blocks. Fuck you.
The audience flashes their headlights.
Oh, it's the worst. It's a Ponzi scheme, you know? They send you to save the date. They try to make you feel special. We picked you. Fuck off. I don't want to go. I'm not going. Did you get to save the date? I did. It's in the garbage. I saw your face, threw it in the trash. They get mad. That was a magnet. It goes on your fridge. Not on my fridge. I got a Samsung. Are you out of your mind? That has crushed ice and a soda stream built in. Get the fuck out of here. I don't put my kids' homework on that masterpiece. Never mind your dumb faces in black and white in front of hay. Just, you live in Jersey City. Where'd you get hay? You did a photo shoot? She's a barista. You don't have the money.
The wind blows his shirt.
I love just his shirt blowing in the wind the whole time.
Yeah, it looks like Kingpin addressing
his
fucking...
His shirt's like this. It's like the back of a do-rag. It's just
like... Bobby looks like Kingpin trying to find Spider-Man.
You always say the same thing. Ours is going to be fun. Ours is going to be the funnest wedding. It's going to be the funnest wedding you've ever been to. Is it at my house on Saturday? Am I naked in my recliner with every remote I ever lost on my stomach? And I look in the driveway and my wife's car's nowhere to be found? That's a fucking fun Saturday to me. Not in a suit that doesn't fit with a belt buckle trying to murder me for an hour and a half in a church. We got any Jews? Jews?
Yeah.
What's up, Mazel Tov? Can tell by the Lexus.
Bobby cracks a smile.
We got any Catholics? Where's the Catholics? Way in the back? That's fucking racist. Atheist, where are you at? You're probably all over the place, right? Yeah, look at all those fucking hybrid Toyotas blinking.
Bobby cracks up.
All right, can I get a fucking windshield wiper? Pa-pow. Let me get a hazard, suck it.
A woman rocks forward in laughter.
You guys, thank you so much. I'm Robert Kelly. Have a great night. Take care.
The audience flashes their lights as Bobby hangs up the mic with a wave.
I bombed at the De Niro birthday many years ago.
Was it like a real hard bomb, like true?
It was stunning. No, I mean, I bombed a lot.
But I bombed a lot in my life. The De Niro one?
This was in my top three of all time.
All time?
I bombed 100 times.
At what point did you feel the bomb?
They eye Colin expectantly.
No, I mean, I couldn't even admit it to myself till like 6 minutes in, but it was started very early.
Was De Niro just looking at you?
Bombs start in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, you miss, and then you can never rebound.
And then it's you treading water. And either you can tread the water or you drown.
Yeah, folks, I mean, what can I really say at this point, you know? It all started March. It's never going to end. This is the end of society. This is the end of the world. You're going to be living in those cars for the next 25 years. And started in March, don't touch your eyes, don't rub your face, you have to wash your hands constantly. Who's at the CDC? Everybody's mother? You know, folks, not everything's edgy. Sometimes a guy like me, in his later years, he likes to hit like a joke. That joke would have worked on Merv Griffin if they had coronavirus back then. I'm not denying it wasn't the wildest joke you ever heard, but you know, I like to open soft and work my way up. Thank you.
He pumps his fist.
My thing is this, I blame the coronavirus on nerds because before computers, all nerds did was work on medical things. Their whole life was looking through microscopes at slides. And then computers came along and suddenly nerds became popular, and they didn't go into medical. Medical is like the third rung of intelligent people. And nerd culture was only supposed to work in hospitals, in medical situations. They were supposed to cure diseases. They're not supposed to be bands with glasses. Mick Jagger didn't wear glasses. Bruce Springsteen didn't have a fucking pocket protector. Buddy Holly was the only guy in a band that wore glasses. And God killed him pretty early because of it.
He gestures with a sigh.
Big bopper fan. Anyway,
A woman claps. The comedians watch from off stage.
I'll tell you who's back being essential, lab rats. Lab rats, you didn't hear about them a lot because a lot of them got laid off because of the makeup scandals back in the early 90s. And now they're like, yeah, I got called in. I don't know, I was there. Yeah, I mean, I was sitting home and, I've been off for the past 3 months because I had a bad reaction to some kind of antidepressant, but they called me in because some asshole ate a fucking bat in China. I don't know. What the fuck.
He shrugs and looks out at the audience.
All right, I didn't say my lab rat impression was the stuff of great... It wasn't a Richard Pryor character, you know? It's fucking lab rat. What do you want out of me? I've been on stage 6 months, and
At least Corona gives us an excuse if the apocalypse, if we die, it would be so humiliating to die in the apocalypse and then we go to heaven and people are like, what the fuck? And we're like, yeah, we just started arguing on social media and shit got out of control. At least this way we can go, no, fucking God decided to ground us for some reason. And he put this Corona and that just set us off. At least we have an external reason instead of just people fighting all the time on social media. Because here's what I realized about social media, why it destroyed this country, is because we're not meant to be having these political intelligent discussions. We're not the intelligent country. We're like the enthusiastic, outdoorsy kind of country. Like England, France, they were like intellectual, political. We're not meant to be getting into these deep thoughts, you know what I mean? We're like salesmen and farmers. That's what we're good at. And we, you know, now look at us, you know what I mean? I feel like if this world, either we end apocalyptic or we get invaded by aliens, which everyone's always worried about that because they're like, aliens will come down and they'll be this superior, these genius people, and they'll take us over and make us their slaves. Yeah, just as scary. What if they come and they're dumb? What if aliens show up and they're fans of ours? And they just came down here because it was on their bucket list to visit Earth and they've been watching us on YouTube and they're like 8 years behind and they're saying like amazeballs and awesome sauce. And like, hey, do shots, do duck lips. And we're like, holy fucking shit.
A laughing woman throws her head back.
So I get, thank you.
Flashing headlights.
All right, you guys, thank you very much for coming out tonight. Thank you for staying for the show. Thank you. I wore a new hoodie. Thank you, guys. Let's bring out everybody that was on the show. Come on out. We can do this show, but it's not sustainable because we need the audience more than any other performing art. Because if you are rambling and not getting to the humorous part, you feel the boredom and impatience. So it helps you rewrite and edit, which is part of joke writing. Also, the tension of the silence between laughs is a necessary part of comedy. It's got to have a build or there's no release. Without the joke, it's like listening to what I'm saying right now. Boring. So, Cars cannot be the new comedy club for long because it'll get old fast. Redneck jokes if you're in a pickup. Douche jokes if you're in a Range Rover. Dentist jokes for BMW. F-250 with high lift will be like the guy in the audience who's a troublemaker.
I just want to say that I went on in the daylight, and a lot of the things, the honking and all that you guys were doing wasn't for my set, so if you see it on TV, I didn't bomb. It's just the show didn't really start yet until the second comic.
So, if this ends up being my last hurrah, as Rich Voss so rudely pointed out, is a possibility, at least I left with my friends. Ungrateful, self-centered, irritable, know-it-all bastards. Guys, thank you. I can't promise you're going to make the cut, but thank you all.
What?
Get all of this. This is going to be, you know what this is going to be? Yeah. This is going to be over the credits when people are watching a masterpiece.
Yeah. People are watching it, and it keeps stopping because their internet isn't working.
I want to know if there's a way we can film without him knowing Voss's conversation on the way home telling Bonnie, I mean, I killed, you did good too. But I kind of killed the whole show. You know you'd be bragging
no,
the whole.
No, I'm gonna email her that.
Produced by CQE Inc., AGI Entertainment, Barnburner Entertainment, and Above Average.